This is Dean Becker with a Drug Truth Network editorial. Who are we, sponsors of the Scorpions, the Iraq paramilitary forces created and controlled by the CIA? Who are we, facilitators of the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia, the AUC, another violent and illegal paramilitary group? Who are we, collaborators with the Afghan warlords, Al-Qaeda and Taliban in their resurrection via the opium poppy? Who are we, pontificating purveyors of prohibition through secret government squads, snitches, stings, setups, and paramilitary squads billed as task forces? Who are we, bleeding sheep, fearful of the master's staff? God gave us this planet, you and me. Brave men, yearning to be free, fought and died, risked their lives and their fortunes to make this the land of the free. We have failed them. George Washington, a man who loved the cannabis harvest season, would be appalled and would once again take up arms to overthrow the despots now in power. Thomas Jefferson, who tended thousands of opium poppies surrounding his Monticello home, would once again be rallying the populace. The prohibition of drugs is a farce, a rain dance, a pitiful excuse for everlasting war. The U.S. claims the need to tend to democracy on planet Earth. We deem ourselves to be the best, the only arbiters of justice and liberty. 90 years of failure would be enough for most people to learn a lesson. However, here in the U.S., we hate losers. We will not admit failure, no matter the cost. We will continue to fund the growers, smugglers, distributors, and drug dealers to the tune of $500 billion a year, rather than admit failure. Death, disease, corruption, and general mayhem are minor compared to the destruction to be wrought on the politicians of this nation when their complicity, their sins of commission and of omission in regards to this drug war are brought to light. From the days of Sam Rayburn and beyond, from Harry J. Anslinger, the first drug czar, creator of Reefer Madness and the Single Convention Treaty on Narcotics, on down to the current state reps, federal reps, and U.S. president, they are all part of a grand charade. Fear, intimidation, distraction, dismantling of constitutional safeguards, bold lies cast against a backdrop of violence, bigotry, hatred, and greed do not democracy make. Who are we? We are the terrorists. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.